Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal with the Reimagine Success Podcast. How are you today? I'm so excited to have you here listening in. Today we have a great topic. We'll be talking about Viola Davis's new book, Finding Me. It's a memoir about her life and her success and triumph over adversity. But first, I want to recap our last podcast. Last time we talked about 8 ways to be successful, which actually ties perfectly with hearing about the story of Viola Davis. The crystal from last week, which was a quote from the book Good to Great, was greatness is not a function of circumstance. Greatness, it turns out, is largely a matter of conscious choice and discipline. Now, as we talk about Viola Davis's life in her memoir, we'll find out that greatness definitely is not a function of circumstance. Your circumstance can be good, it can be bad. Like hers, she had a tough childhood, tough growing up. But she still, you know, became successful. So that's offers a lot of hope to all of us. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you've been through, you can still be a success in your life for yourself, your family. And it can happen at any point in time. So let's move on to our crystal for today. The crystal for today is taken from a quote from Viola Davis's book, Finding Me. The quote is, "Success is absolutely wonderful, but it's not who you are. Who you are is measured by something way more abstract and emotional, ethereal, than outward success." So we'll dive into that quote as we talk about the book Finding Me, a memoir by Viola Davis. Now, one thing that was surprising to me when I read the memoir was how traumatic her childhood was. She grew up with a very, very, very tough childhood, tougher than most, even though I know many of us have been through a lot, but her childhood was very tough. She grew up in Rhode Island in poverty. She had both of her parents there, which was, you know, a good thing, but her father was an alcoholic and he beat her mother. And her mother had her own issues as well. They grew up without electricity in Rhode Island, where it gets really cold. They grew up in, you know, really poor conditions, with roaches and rats and bugs and everything. And it was actually very heartbreaking to hear some of the stories that she shares about her childhood. One of them that I recall that I found pretty horrible and just hard to read was when her and her siblings, she had a few siblings, I can't remember how many, maybe about 4 or 5, her siblings and her, they went to school really just down the street from their house. It wasn't, or from their apartment building. It wasn't very far away. But they had the issue was their parents, their mom could not wash their clothes. They didn't have money to, pay to get them washed, you know, to pay for washing them, pay for detergent. So they often would just be in the same stinky clothes day after day. And then as children, you know, they still wet the bed. So they would go to school in their clothes that smelled of pee. And so the teachers were very gracious. Some of the teachers and principals there were very gracious to help them at times, you know, get a change of clothes. But one time it was so bad. They woke up, you know, they shared beds too. The kids shared a bed. And some of them peed, or one of them peed in the bed, so they were all smelling of pee. And their mom had no way to wash the clothes, wash the sheets. So they just stayed home. They didn't go to school. And then when they went out to try to go seek some help, also it was very, very cold that day too. So they had no money for, you know, washing anything. They had no money for electricity. So it gotten so bad because they were all at home. The mom decided to go out and seek some assistance. And they had to walk past the school to get to the place where they could get some help, you know, to try to get their utilities turned back on. And so the principal from the school saw them walking out, you know, walking and not at school. And so she asked them what was wrong. And so I just thought, I mean, there was just a lot of shame that came with that as well. Viola shared that, you know, her schoolmates, you know, could smell her and smell her siblings. The principal saw them trying to get assistance. So it came with a lot of shame. And that was really, you know, hard to read, but very eye-opening as well. So it's a brutally frank memoir where she describes a lot of other instances in her life where she was also harassed, bullied. She talked about, it really starts off, the book starts off with her talking about how she was bullied every day on her walk to school or walk home from school when she was just a girl. And her mother, she told her that she had to fight. You know, she had to fight back. And so that was one instance where she learned that she had to stand up for herself to get what she wants. And she carried that throughout the memoir, I believe. Once she started to find herself and find her voice, she began to fight for it and make her way through life and closer to her dreams. One of her saving graces was when she joined the Upper Bound program, an acting workshop one summer as a teen. And there she started to find her legs, find her place, and feel seen and accepted. The other thing she talked about in the book was being, you know, poor and Black, but not just Black. She was dark-skinned Black. So then she was shunned, you know, within her race for being so dark-skinned. And so at the Upward Bound program, she felt seen and she found people who accepted her. And she realized that everybody is going through something. So she learned about stories through the acting workshop of her classmates and saw that, you know, many are going through something and she had it bad, but it could be worse. So that really helps her start to figure out who she wanted to be and how she wanted to become successful. And also that was a place where she realized that she actually wasn't ugly, because the schools that she went to, she was called the N-word. And like I mentioned earlier, she was bullied by some of the other kids, some of the white kids and kids of other races. She was just bullied for being herself. And so she began to kind of feel good inside of her skin and feel good inside of her body while being in that Upward Bound program. So that was very important for her. And then another pivotal point that I will talk about is something that her sister told her. As a girl, her eldest sister gave her advice that changed her outlook and sowed the seed for greatness within her. Her sister Diane, I'll give a quote. Her sister Diane looked around the disheveled apartment of her parents' house and said to Viola, "Viola, you don't want to live like this when you get older, do you?" she asked in a whisper. She didn't want my mom to hear. "No, Diane." And Diane said, "You need to have a really clear idea of how you're going to make it out if you don't want to be poor for the rest of your life. You have to decide what you want to be. Then you have to work really hard," she whispered. Viola said she remembered thinking, "I just want candy. I couldn't understand the abstract. I was too young. But something I didn't have the words for yet could feel." shifted inside of me. What do I want to be? The first seed had been planted. Was there a way out? And then she goes on to say, achieving, becoming somebody, became my idea of being alive. I felt that achievement could detox the bad shit. It would destroy the poverty. It would detox the fact that I felt less than, being the only Black family in Central Falls. I could be reborn a successful person. I wanted to achieve more than what my mother had. So that was the first point where Viola really realized, you know what? I can be more than my circumstances. I can be more than the little girl that's living in abject poverty in this apartment with my family. And so that's important for all of us to think about and realize that we have to decide that we might want to shift in our lives, that we may want to change. We may want to do something different, be something different, and it's available to us. So think about what you in your life want to still do, continue to do. It doesn't matter if you're 8 or 80. You can always transition and do something different, do something more, become successful in a new way. So Viola's sister offered that to her as a child, that she could become successful, that there was a way out from the situation that she was in. And then that leads me to our quote for today, again, from Viola in her book. She says, success is absolutely wonderful, but it's not who you are. And I'm going to interject in the quote and say that, as we all know, Viola did become successful in her acting career. Very successful. She became an EGOT, which means she won the Emmy, Grammy, Tony, and I think I'm missing one. But she won 4 very, very big awards. And so she says that success is not who you are. And then she continues her quote on to say, who you are is measured by something way more abstract and emotional, ethereal, than outward success. So what we all need to think about and continue to realize is that even though people become successful, you can be successful and not happy in yourself. So it's important to figure out who you are, those abstract pieces of yourself, and get enjoyment from the things that make you who you are inside. The outward success is wonderful, as Viola says, but that will not fulfill you in the long term. So just continuing on to Viola's life and kind of how she became successful. Eventually, after she did the Upward Bound program and finished high school, she got accepted into Juilliard's acting program. And that was another pivotal turning point for her, because once in Juilliard, she was able to start to learn her craft, acting, and work with the greats, great teachers, great students. And so that really kind of was an out for her. But even in that acting program, she talks about still working to find herself, because Juilliard, at least when I think of Juilliard, I think of Shakespeare and all of the classical acting, and that's what they were learning in that program. You're more of a European-centric acting program. And so once again, she was a Black lady, and as she mentions and says, a dark-skinned Black lady. And so she felt like she had to repress her true self when in the Juilliard acting program. And so once again, that still wasn't her being authentically who she was. And she got the opportunity one summer to apply for a program that to get a scholarship to go to Africa for the summer. She applied for that exchange program for that summer program while at Juilliard. And that was also life-changing for her, because once she got to Africa and once she participated with the teachers there, she was able to really come into her own and become the Viola Davis that we all know. And I'm just going to read one more quote from the book about when she steps onto the African soil. "Africa made me giddy with joy. Every smell, sound, color affected my senses in a passionate way. No shade of yellow or green or blue was the same. Fabric artists made the dye themselves. They would then make lapas, kufis, hats, gradbobos, mumus. Beautiful dark skin was unapologetically darkened by the sun. Every child had many women who would mother them. The ease in which people served each other, the kinky curly hair, the complexity of the rituals, the numerous different languages." So that quote just shows how she soaked up the African pride, the African culture, and that helped her feel more comfortable and be able to express her African culture in her acting. And that was one of the key pivotal moments for her, was when she was able to express her African culture and her culture within her acting. That's what made her so special. And that's what helped her become successful as an actor once she found herself. And which is why I believe she entitled her book, Finding Me. So there's a lot to learn from Viola Davis's book, Finding Me. A lot to learn about success and reimagining success. Many people think, you know, successful people just pop out that way. It does not happen like that. It takes a lot of soul searching, work in their craft, learning about themselves. It does not just happen overnight. And many successful people have had really hard childhoods, like Viola talks about in her book. So that's a much of an inspiration to me, for sure, that anyone and everyone has the opportunity to become successful. And I hope that it's an inspiration to you as well. I'm going to end by just recapping the crystal for the day again. Success is absolutely wonderful, but it's not who you are. Who you are is measured by something way more abstract and emotional, ethereal, than outward success. And with that, I thank you for listening to Reimagine Success Podcast. I'm Melanie Crystal, and I wish you the best in all the success. Have a great day.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.